John, just help me sort something else out in my head. We know that the civil service can spend a percentage of the budget, right?
Yes.
It's 95%,
correct? Yes, that's the rules, yes. Up and,
so in the absence of storm,
yes.
They can spend 95%. This is not that cut.
No. This is normal business. This is just assuming that the money that was in the budget on the 1st of April this year, the 100%, if you like, was in the budget. And when they look out and project what they're going to spend, they're going to spend that budget plus 70. So they're having to control the 70, essentially. And the point.
So there will be more coming out. So 95%.
Well, if that turned out to be the case, then of course there would be more.
So this
coming.
This is not that
no,
cut.
No.
This is on top of it.
Yes. There's not that. And the 70 is, you know, health is like a big movable number. The numbers are colossal and very hard for people to get their heads around. You know, billions of pounds and 70 millions and all of that sort of stuff. You know, the reality is, where would this express itself? Well, the average care package for somebody who is older is sort of in and around 9-10 hours per week. You know, that'll become 7 hours. That's the practical reality of it. I'm sure that's what some of the trusts will be saying.
Right, hold on, because people will be listening.
Yes.
You know, you were at the very top of the health service in Northern Ireland.
Yes.
So do those people getting care packages 9-10 hours a week?
They won't get their care packages immediately cut in that way, the ones who are currently on it. But the coming into the system, if you're assessed, you'll come and you'll get slightly less than you would have got before. And that's the way you control.
That's less than you need.
Well, it's how you control the cash. It's how you control
but
the
John,
cash.
But, John, it is less than
well,
you
yes,
need.
Yes, it will be less than you need.
So
yes.
It does mean elderly people, children, well, people with learning disabilities, getting less than they need.
Other things will happen. You know, for example, the number of people who are placed in nursing homes will be reduced. What will that mean? It'll mean they'll stay in hospital longer. Wrong place for them, wrong situation for them. That'll, particularly as you come into the winter, throw more pressure on the emergency
departments. So people will be kept in hospital rather than being able to go into a community and a nursing home?
Well, if you have an elderly person who's come into hospital and they've been unwell and they're going out and they can't manage at home, and one of the options for them is nursing home, and you're actually trying to control the number of nursing home placements you can do, you won't put the person out on the street. They'll stay in the hospital.
But isn't it better for them to go into a nursing home? Because
of course it's better to be in the right
place. Of course,
it's better to be in the right place, and the hospitals then will have problems because people will be coming in the front door and they'll have bed problems and they won't have enough beds and all of that sort of issue.
So that's what we're looking at here. Those in the next 7 months.
Yeah, well, if this unfolds and the way, I mean, it'll be for next Thursday for the detail of it to be explained by the Trust, but I'm guessing those are the sorts of things they'll be talking about.
Will beds close in hospitals?
They may well do, because if you put a lot of brake on the locum and agency spend, which they definitely will have a look at, because it's very substantial in Northern Ireland now, really tens of millions of pounds. The fact of the matter is that many people have decided, as Janice said, nurses, to work as agency nurses now in the middle of that. If you control that and you say, no, you're not working as agency nurses, a hospital needs a certain number of nurses to keep the beds open. If they haven't got that number of nurses, they will only be able to open the beds they can keep open. Now, they're not going to rush around and, you know, the Royal Victoria or Antrim or Craigavon are not going to be closing 15 wards each or something like that. But inevitably, there will be bed closures.
So this is significant what you're saying this morning. So bed closures, reduced care packages for future patients.
I think those are the sorts of areas that people, they're outworkings of the cash control. You know, if people, think of it yourself. If I give you £100 and you normally have £100 and you suddenly find you've £90, the things that you did when you had £100, you can't do anymore. You can't do the last 10% of it. And it's that's the issue that people will experience. Right.